Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to check us out online, please go to the Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com outlets, and what you're going to find over there is 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Yes, that's the truth. You're also going to find connections and links over to live radio if you so choose. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, remember to subscribe. Do remember to subscribe, friends, okay? So you don't forget. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see exactly what's going on. I am linking you so I don't have to get a plethora of emails and texts asking the question as to, Bradley, where are you at online, okay? Again, go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you want to go ahead and subscribe. That's our resource page. It will also lead you over to that of none other than, well, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And when you go over there, it has all our resources as well. As a matter of fact, if you go to the middle of the page on sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the right side, please go, and you can get a live feed from that of Rumble. And with that said, subscribe there as well. We'll always be there, or over at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Okay, friends? Just making clear so we don't have these issues over and over and over again. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, you can do that as well. Beforeitsnews.com right up on the front page. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, and shame on you if you don't. There's too many good people out there right now, friends, that are actually giving you the information, parroting the information, the mainstream globalists and those that are pulling the strings behind the useful idiots and the propagandists in the mainstream media are giving you. They're just parroting in their yesterday's liberals, today's conservatives. And I'm telling you what, friends, we got to get back to the resolve, which is found in the Word of God, which brings about the resolve. And we have to get back to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we have to be the strength of that Constitution, said Thomas Edison, and he was right when he said this. Okay, so let's just kick this off really quick. We're going to be talking about, have you taken the time to see how boiled the frog has become? I'm going to show you change over the last 40 and 50 years within an hour show. I'll do my best. And we will be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. Before we get over to that, you guys all know what took place here in the state of Minnesota, in the city of Minneapolis. We have a drug addict, and we have a criminal named George Floyd, who required police intervention, And what took place, friends, is he was counterfeiting money, and he was trying to pass it off, and the cops were called in, and one of the guys was Officer Chauvin. He was called in, and he did the unthinkable, okay? And we hear the guilty verdict yesterday, and I got to be quite honest with you, friends. It's pretty astounding to me. It almost confounds me a bit, but it doesn't, that Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering that of George Floyd, you know, as he put his neck, his foot on his neck, or a knee on his neck until the air could no longer go through his mouth to his lungs. And so we get a guilty verdict. But what was blowing me away more than anything is the way that Chauvin was just almost staunch. He was almost like unrepentant, just like another day at the office when I watched him after the verdict was given. But what blew me away even further than that is the way that people tried to justify what took place there. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about people that were saying, well, if this was a white man, this would have never happened to Chauvin, almost attempting to justify what Chauvin did. I just want to tell you my first response. When I first seen the video of Chauvin with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck, regardless if he's a criminal or not, the first thing that went through my mind, if I was there right now, I would have pushed that cop off, and I might have been shot and killed doing it in the process. But the fact of the matter is I wouldn't have stood there and filmed that cop with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck, regardless of what the case may be. The police officer, friends, is not the judge. He is not the jury, okay, and he is not the executioner, but that's what he played. So he got what he got coming if this all be played out the way it was supposed to be played out. In other words, if it's the truth of the matter. And I say that, friends, because I know it's the truth of the matter, because I have friends that work in the police department in Minneapolis, that work up the upper echelon of the police officers and the police department. They're knowing the police officers, as do I know the EMT that actually picked up his body. So I know firsthand, and I'm talking about friends of friends, okay, a connection, real connections. So I know it's true the way it played out. And again, I just want to reiterate the point that if I would have been there, I would have not stood back and watched Chauvin with his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck, regardless of who it was, because it's cruel. It's unusual punishment. Well, Bradley, it called for divine intervention from the police. Divine interposition, right? And they came in. They had to be called up and deal with this criminal. Yeah, but it doesn't give them a right to kill him, okay? So let's just get that aside right away. There is no justifying what Chauvin did in that particular situation. And if you try to justify it, I want to tell you why you're trying to justify it, because you do have an issue with the color of their skin. Now, I didn't say racist. I'm just saying that you've got an issue with the color of his skin. Because it's an issue of justice here. And if you look at Lady Justice, friends, which I have right in front of me, and I keep it in front of me all the time in reference to the Word of God, notice she's blind. Okay, it's not an issue of color. It's an issue of right and wrong, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if you have any sense of discernment within your heart, you know that what Chauvin did was wrong. Okay, he murdered the man. I watched him do it. Okay. Now, I want to also say this, because, again, it needs to be brought up. That kind of rhetoric, making an issue of color, is what feeds the narrative of the useful idiots. They love when people are that simple and they're that reprobate not to see it for what it was. And then when you make it an issue of color, they're right there to try to make you out to be something that you're probably not. Now, with that said, I want to move over to the fact that I knew after that verdict was also called forth that he was guilty on all three counts. I knew that this was not going to be enough for the people that call themselves Black Lives Matter. Yep, I'm going to call out all 10 of those that are a part of the Black Lives Matter right after this, okay? And they're a bunch of Marxists, we all know that, but I want to show you what fuels this. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, do so. But let's stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, holding to the word under the Constitution, friends. Holding up the straight stick to show you the deviated ones, right? I was just highlighting the fact that if you try to justify what Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd, I want to tell you that you are MIA. What's missing here in your heart is common sense. Because I could not, I remember when the video first came out, I couldn't even believe that people are just standing there watching this police officer with his knee in the back of his neck, regardless of who he is. Again, as I just said before the break, friends, the last break here, Derek Chauvin is not the judge, the jury, and the executioner, but he took it upon himself to do just that. Now, I can also tell you this, on the other hand, it's interesting to note that if I would have did this, and I wrote about this some time ago, right after this happened, if I would have intervened on the behalf of George Floyd, do you realize that those police officers could have shot and killed me, and they would have justified it somehow? This narrative was good for the powers that are tolerated in this country. And that brings perfectly into scope here a good segue into that of Black Lives Matters. Now, we've exposed these, all 10 of them, Black Lives Matters members, all 10 of them, over and over again for the fact that they're un-American. They're enemies to the state. They're subversive to American government. They're at war with who we are as a people. They're at war with capitalism, okay? They're at war with Christianity, so on and so forth. And when I say that, I knew after going back now to the verdict on all three counts, Derek Chauvin, he was guilty, right? And rightly so. But what was interesting about it is I knew it wasn't going to be enough. And I knew who was going to stick their ugly head out, and I knew who the media was going to pick up and give them some more air under their wings, because without the mainstream media, they have no acknowledgement, they have absolutely no support, and that's not an over-exaggeration, that's a fact. Now, when Black Lives Matter came out, it's interesting because what we're seeing in New York now is even when, because they were, folks, let's put it this way. They're just set to riot, they're just set to loot, and they're just set to kill. They're negating their whole purpose, okay? They want to play the victim as they continuously commit and perpetuate the crimes, just like any other subversive organization. The Muslims, the homosexuals, the list goes on, okay? The communists, that's what these people are. And you can call them whatever you want to call them, friends, but if they come stealing, killing, and destroying John 10:10, they're all acting like their father, and it's not our Father which is in heaven. So when you look at what's going on here in bringing into light, in New York right now, did you know that the BLM protesters, paid provocateurs, as I've said to you 1.5 million times? If people would figure this out, they would understand that this is the modern-day brown shirts under another name, under another guise. That's all they are. Okay? But the BLM protesters demand white restaurant owners leave the city. See, this isn't about justice. This is about, in their particular view, black power. And I want to tell you something. Black power is as dangerous as is white power. It just is. Okay? And I said yesterday, talking to one of our friends, Jesus came into the world to save our souls, not our skin. And if there's diverse color concerning our skin, black, yellow, red, white, whatever the case is, that's how the Lord created us. He didn't make any mistakes. You're accusing God of making a mistake when in fact he didn't. He likes diversity. But he said nothing about pitting one another against each other because of the color of your skin. You ever see a little white boy and a little black boy getting along? Man, they're best of friends until someone tries to plant the seeds of division. Mark 3:25. It's taught. It's a taught behavior. And is it hate? Oh, yeah, there's no question. It is based on hate, right? But when you see individuals like BLM protesters being given attention once again for coming out and demanding white restaurant owners leave the city after justice was brought forth in the city of Minneapolis, you now are dealing with a criminal element. I just want to make sure everybody understands it. Because at this point, they can't justify what they do. It's criminal behavior, and it must be dealt with as such. Okay? What I'm trying to say from the first segment to where we're at right now is the fact that there were some people that were trying to justify what Derek Chauvin did to that of George Floyd. You cannot justify it. You just cannot justify it. And if you play into that narrative, you better know that the mainstream media is going to be right there to tell you that you are a racist. Okay? I just want to go back because we're talking about today the boiling frog and how far it's been boiled, right? Do you remember, I actually did an event with Elveda King. And Elveda King is the niece, her uncle was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We did an event out in Georgia probably 10 years ago now. And Dr. Elveda King spoke on television about her uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., and the power of nonviolence. And she shared that every participant in the civil rights marches in the 1960s was required to sign a pledge before they could participate. So I want to show you the difference between back in the 50s and the 60s as to what you're dealing with and what you're putting up with today. And this is exactly why the Lord tells us to go back to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16. But I want to show you the difference between then and now, okay? You were required to sign a pledge before you could participate in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights marches, okay? And it was an issue of law. It had nothing to do with color, okay? I've spent a lot of time, folks, with Sam Kyle, Sam Kyle was the guy that was standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot. He thought he was kidding. He turned around. There's a pool of blood there. Okay? And we're talking about that motel in Memphis, Tennessee. I've spent much time with Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. I spent 3 hours with him. He was the guy that was always in the front with Martin Luther King Jr. I talked to the Roger Wilkins, former DOJ, who was a part of the civil rights movement and watched it from a lawful perspective. And again, so I want everybody to understand, again, I'm not coming here because I read in the paper. No, I'm coming here firsthand speaking to the eyewitnesses that were with Martin Luther King Jr. to understand what was going on during that particular time and making clear that everybody understands that the only people that were calling him a communist were that of the sodomite named J. Edgar Hoover, who happened to be at that particular time the head of the FBI. Okay? He was a preacher. When he was asked if he was a communist, he would say, well, I'm a Baptist preacher. He's a preacher, okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now. What you've heard about him, 99.9% of it is lies, period, okay? So let's go to this required pledge before you could participate. Number one, meditate on the teachings of Jesus. Is that what you're seeing today? Absolutely not. You're seeing these paid organizations such as the BLM, right, in contrast. They're funded by organizations that are undoing themselves. They're digging a hole that they themselves are going to fall into if they don't figure out what they're supporting. Okay? There's nothing good about these people. They're Marxist. Matter of fact, one of the founders of BLM was just busted for misappropriation of funds. Okay? Should come as no surprise. So number one is meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. This is in the 1950s and 60s. Number two is remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Number three is walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love, 1 Corinthians 13. Number four is pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. That's not what it's about here. Number six is observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Love one another. Jesus said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know what? That's what we're missing in this country today in a big way. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. What are you seeing today? Just the exact opposite. Number nine, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. Wow. That sounds like a pretty good plan to me. That sounds like a pretty good pledge to me, doesn't it? Oh, number 10, follow the directions of the movement and the captain of the demonstration. Doesn't the Bible say that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation? Yep, that's what it says. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side in contrast, and I'm going to show you these self-made civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Colin Kaepernick, Oprah Winfrey, and I'm going to show you what they promote in contrast to what was promoted back in the 50s and 60s. We're talking about how the frog is being boiled. No, let's talk about how it's been boiled. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations tomorrow.
200 million shots in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation.
Speaking at the White House, the president calling it stunning progress. The president, aided by Operation Warp Speed, which was started under former President Donald Trump. More Americans favor keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices and those who want to expand it. A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. USA Radio News. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in 6 counties over the recent jump in illegal immigrants being detained at the border. Ducey blaming the surge on the Biden White House.
It's clear that they have no plan. They can't even agree on whether this is a crisis or not. One day the president himself says it is. The next day, others in the administration take it back.
Ducey, visiting Yuma, Arizona, says the White House isn't dealing with the surge at the border.
Now, at times, it seems like they fully understand the reality, and they're putting their heads in the sand and trying to ignore it anyway.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may consider another run for the White House. According to the political website Axios, Christie, the Republican-turned-TV pundit, has been telling friends he'd be the only candidate with executive experience who has previously mounted a national campaign. Publicly, Christie said he hasn't ruled out the idea of running. USA Radio News.
Now you...
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just got to tell you something here. You guys just heard on the news, now 200 million people have been vaccinated. I'm just here to tell you, not even close. What disturbs me more than anything is the fact that they get on the microphone and they forget that people are paying attention to the facts. They just blatantly lie to the American people every single day of the week. Everything that comes out of these politicians' mouths, friends, are half-truths or blatant lies. John 8:44. It should make everybody in this country angry as to what they're hearing. Hey, folks, I want you to listen carefully. I'm shooting from the hip right now, and I'll get back to my main point. A genuine and deadly pandemic does not require 24/7 advertising to remind you that it exists. A real pandemic does not market endless propaganda campaigns. What this really is, it is a psychological operation to manipulate people into taking a vaccination, whereas otherwise they never would. I told you last week that we were told that over 100 million people have already received their vaccinations. Total lie. Put that up against Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Then, by the end of last week, the CDC came out and reported that it somehow dropped from 100 million to 66 million. Yes, I'm paying attention to all of this. That's my job. Then earlier the following week, which was this Monday, we were told by the same propagandist coming from the conservative outlets, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, that there were 77 million people now vaccinated. That's at the beginning of this week. Now, I can't make this up, and you can't make up what they forget. They just told you in 3 days, friends, it went from 77 million, I'm sorry, it went from 100 million to 66 million to 77 million, and now over 200 million people have been vaccinated. It's all a lie. I just played a video for you yesterday from those in the military. And I played the video because I couldn't play the audio. And the reason I couldn't play the audio is because of the vernacular that was being used. They're swearing on it. I'm playing it for social media platforms even now. But they were randomly asked, have you taken your vaccination? Blank no. I mean, that was the general response. You could see that some of them were even angry about the question. No way. One lady was asked in the military, young lady, did you get your vaccination yet? She says, no, I don't want to die. Folks, this is randomly asking our military. Now, what's also interesting, it's not just our military, it's the frontline workers in the medical industry as well, that 60% of the people that work there said absolutely not to vaccinations. So how is it that we went from 100 million to 66 million to 77 million, and within 3 days, it's now at 200 million. Folks, this is what I'm telling you. This kind of stuff, Daniel 9-7 put it up against what I'm telling you right now. This is the reason I'm telling you you have to deal with these people, because there's no truth in these people. And again, I know that they're pretty warm and cozy right now and secure, seeing that the American people are going to put up with this treasonous Joe Biden in the people's White House, using their own military and allowing their own military to defend him against the 80 million people that allegedly put him in office. Now, keep in mind, putting it up against that lie, when Kamala Harris came back, this whore, and that's exactly what she is, natural and spiritual, and that's not speculation. That's a fact. When she came back to California, there was two people giving her a homecoming. Okay? So put up the information that I just gave you to the 200 million people that are getting vaccinated. You're going to find that they're probably lucky. Here, I can give you a prime example. In Minnesota here, we were told that 75% of the elderly have been vaccinated. Now, this coming from someone in law enforcement, at the very top, by the way, firsthand. And he had told me, it's interesting that in the county that I live in, there's 147,000 people. He said, now, I have the real numbers right in front of me. He said, 75% does not equal 5,400 people out of 147,000 people. Folks, that's 3%. So a vast majority of the people in this country are rejecting the vaccinations. That's why they're continuously trying to hype up this deadly virus that they can't prove, okay, to the extent that they have blown it way out of proportion. But again, I want you to understand the powers. I want you to understand that your inaction in tolerating criminals in government is only breeding more crime, Psalm 12:8. This is going to breed more and more crime. He's committed the act of treason against the American people. Did you hear me, 143 cities? If he's committed the act of treason against you blatantly, what is it that you won't let him get away with if you're going to let him stay in the people's White House? This isn't mutiny that I'm talking about. This isn't insurrection that I'm talking about. No, this is lawful conduct. And this is what we, the people, should be setting our eyes upon in the sense of righting the wrongs, because they are creating more wrongs because the American people are tolerating them to continue on lying to them over and over and over again. And you just heard it again. It's confusion by design. It's, listen, you got to tell your friends it's all lies. Now, I know that a majority, again, of these conservative talking heads, and I don't know why this comes to my aid right now, but I need to say it. They don't even talk about these issues. They're not warning the people of the dangers of vaccinations. They're not telling the people that it's just not jiving what's coming from the people's White House right now. They're not telling you that he's guilty of treason. They're not telling you that justice guards our liberty. They're not telling you to get educated in dealing with them lawfully. They're not doing none of that. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read it when you get a moment. You need to begin, all of you, folks, I got about 50,000 people on social media platforms every day watching just this show at this point, okay? That's a lot of people. You need to begin to communicate with other people what's being left off by today's conservatives. And again, I want to remind you that it's today's conservatives, they are the very reason that your backs are up against the wall today. Because they do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to deal with. Okay? So with that said, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this because what we're talking about right now, friends, is have you taken the time to see how boiled the frog is? How times have changed? How things have changed? They haven't gotten better, friends. They've gotten a lot worse. And they've gotten a lot worse because the American people are subjugating themselves to more tyranny on a daily basis. Kings will be tyrants from policy, which undermines our Constitution. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles based on the Word of God. That was Edmund Burke that said that. Now let me get back into contrast as to what you're seeing today. In the light of what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did back in the 50s and the 60s and what was required to sign concerning a pledge before they could participate, I highlighted that, all 10 points that were made during the last segment. Now I want to get over to the modern day self-made civil rights leaders of the day who have left off their Bibles and therefore have left off their morals. And what they do is they debase themselves and others that listen to them, right? Romans 1:22, and reap nothing but mockery and reproach, and rightfully so. But this is, in contrast, the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by their actions. Tell me if I'm incorrect or if I'm correct. Number one, meditate on the media in anything but the teachings of Jesus. Is this what you're seeing from the likes of the self-proclaimed, self-made civil rights leaders of today? The Jesse Jacksons of the day, the Al Sharptons of the day, the Colin Kaepernicks of the day, the Oprah Winfreys of the day, the sodomite and foreigner Barack Hussein Obama of the day, who continuously fuel in and pipe in to create more division. And look what Maxine Waters did yesterday, friends. If that would have been me inciting violence like that, I'd be all over the papers today. I would have had the police at my door at least. Telling me you can't be inciting violence like that. No, but the message is they can do it. No, they can't. No, they can't. So here's number one. Meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. That's what you're seeing from these self-made civil rights leaders. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws. Tear them down. Okay? Through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Okay? I make distinction between licentiousness and liberty. Okay? Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Say things like, you know what, we're going to tear down this city if we don't get a guilty verdict. I mean, folks, this is just absolutely, it's almost, I'm embarrassed in some ways when I see people that believe this garbage. But for people to sit down and allow this to go on, it's shameful misconduct. Because it's a tolerance of those that are intolerant towards the laws that protect you and keep you free. In fact, that is true. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration on a daily basis. Man, they're playing up to the very one that means to control them, to destroy them. All right, that's the enemy of our souls, friends. And I'll tell you what, he's the accuser of the brethren, isn't he? He uses people until he doesn't need them anymore, and then he turns on them, right? Jesus doesn't do that. Satan does that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You got to practice that voice every once in a while. You do that radio thing all the time. I listen to some of these show hosts, and it's almost like, really, dude? I mean, are you like at dinner talking to you? Hey, how's the day going with you guys? All right. Mr. Suave's home now. Folks, they don't talk that way, just for the record. And not that you didn't suspect something was wrong with it, but just for the record. Again, giving you firsthand information. They just don't talk that way. Just wanted to let you know. So let's get back to this, and I want to end this before the end of the show today, because we're talking about how the frog has been boiled and how different things are today because the American people have let them go. Before we get to the final segment here, I want to tell you, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there. Also go over to the right side of the page. Join us on The Morning Show with Tim Brown, 6 Eastern, and also the afternoon show, 2 to 3 Central. You can see them right on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. After you subscribe, go over there, join us on social media platforms. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click up onto the top left where you see us on the video. Join us on social media platforms and join us on live stream or live feeds. Okay. And final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, we have these on the store. They're my little testimonials. It'll take you probably less than 20 minutes to read it. Okay. If you want one of these, I want to tell you, I'll send you one of these books. I'm not asking you for a dime. I'm just simply saying that give me the opportunity to reach out to the people, Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. That's what I'm doing here. I'm first and foremost a preacher, and I'm doing my best to fight for our posterity and giving them a hope and a future, because I believe that we can. And there's no doubt in my mind or my heart whatsoever, because the Lord's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We just have to take him at his word, Hebrews 13:8. So if you want one of these free testimonials, I'll send it to you. About a 20-minute reader, okay? Free testimonials, I will send them. I don't care if there's 1,000 orders today. We will get them out in the mail in the next day or two, okay, as promised. Go to the store over at sonsoflibertymedia.com and just go ahead and click onto it and then send it over, and we'll get one sent off to you. Or if you want to send some to your friends, maybe to say things that you can't say, this is perfect for them. Young, old, alike, it doesn't matter. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store and grab one of those free testimonials. I'll get it sent off to you ASAP. So let's get back to this. This is the self-made civil rights leaders of today. And I'm just showing you how they've left off their Bibles and their morals. And by the way, if they're an enemy to God, they're an enemy to your country, said Mr. Witherspoon. Just so everybody's clear about that. These are our forefathers that told us these things, okay? But I already covered the fact that meditate on the media and anything but the teaching of Jesus. This is what you see from them today. Civil disobedience to just laws through force, totalitarian methods in hopes of an unjust victory. That's what they want. Nothing's good enough for them, friends. That's why you have to hold to the law. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. That's all you see. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration. And that's where I ended that up until now. So let's go to number five. Sacrifice the needs of others. Yeah, riot. Loot. Go break into stores that aren't yours or your family members or family owned by someone in your family. No, just break in there and steal whatever you want, because we're proving how oppressed we are. No, that's ignorance in a big way. Okay? Sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Yep. As long as it's free, right? You know, I also want to say, do you also have in mind, friends, that I came from a welfare setting when I was a little kid. My mom was a workaholic, but my dad was gone, so we were on partial welfare. Okay, and I know 2 Thessalonians 3:10 tells us if you don't work, you don't eat. Yep, that's exactly right. But I also noticed that when I was being raised up in those circles, the welfare circles, I noticed those people never had to do anything, and I also noticed those people like to stir up trouble. And I'm not talking about a righteous trouble, I'm talking about an unrighteous trouble. Yeah, they don't have to grow, friends, so therefore they don't have to work. And guess what they're going to do? Well, we've been told this our whole lives, that, you know, idle time is the devil's playground. Oh, you better know it is. See, I know that there's a lot of these people that I'm highlighting right now, at the BLMers and those that are protesting and those that are out there looting and rioting. Folks, they're paid to do what they're doing. And guess who's paying for it? Those people that work. Because what your government is doing today is illegal by taking from those that work to give to those that don't work. That's who these protesters are. A lot of these protesters, too, are the ones that have been subject to the indoctrination of federal government illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights as well. So this should come as no surprise as to what we're seeing today. And if you want to look at a model as to what's taking place, it's not just the likes of an Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, but it's also Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong went to the younger generation, and he taught them a different form of government. He taught them democracy, the way that every president has since Ronald Reagan, by the way. Matter of fact, Donald Trump was just blowing the horn the other day about how Joe Biden's destroying the country, and he's destroying this democracy of ours. Well, Donald, if you'd have kept your promise, we wouldn't have a Joe Biden. He'd be behind bars right now for treason, right? Which is a violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. But most of his worshipers are too ignorant to know that. Okay? Right? Joe Biden's destroying the country. No, the American people are destroying the country by tolerating the likes of a Joe Biden. Yeah, that's what's happening here. Let's call it for what it is. Is if you don't want to, I'll tell you what, our sin is finding us out, and the Lord's going to make sure on Judgment Day we understand our responsibility if we don't want to take it now. Put that up against Numbers 32:23, and also Acts 20:21. That's what I'm calling you to right there, repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11 as well. Matthew 3:12, I can go on. Mark 1:17. But again, friends, what are we seeing today? We're seeing the government steal from those that work to give to those that don't work. We're seeing the adults in this country, the patriots, the conservatives, and or the professed Christians, in the 86th percentile, dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated over the last, what, how many decades in this country? And you wonder why they're out in the streets protesting? They're being used by tyrants that have indoctrinated them. Those tyrants are also stealing our money to give to them so they don't have to work. And what they are, in fact, are paid provocateurs on their behalf. What they don't realize is they're actually allowing the tyrants to forge their chains all the more. And if we really love them, we'll get out there and we'll educate them. That's what we're doing here. Okay? Let me make another point here. This is the self-made civil rights leaders of today. Number six, send threats to those whom they disagree with, right? Like we heard from the head of the BLM, right? He said that if we don't get our way here in this country, we're going to burn the effing city down. How many times have we heard that from the likes of BLM? Why is it that the mainstream media and politicians keep promoting the BLM? All 10 members? Again, friends, don't fall for the fact that there's everybody that's behind this, and don't fall for the fact that all black people are with BLM, just like many people in this country believe that the black folks were in favor of Barack Hussein Obama, which the opposite was true. I know that firsthand. Friends with Bishop Harry Jackson, and he told me that the black communities were embarrassed for Barack Obama. But what were people thinking? Oh man, he's got the support of all the black people in the country. Who told you that? The media, who means to isolate you, to belittle you, right? To ostracize you. It's the same thing happening today, friends. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. That's all these people do is lie. That's all they do. They've been taught by politicians and the school indoctrination centers in America to play the victim. I mean, now they got their own little safe spaces, friends. I mean, this is embarrassing. Just think about it in the 40s, man. Our guys were getting ready. They were looking for an excuse even to lie on their applications to become a part of our military to fight off an Adolf Hitler. Now, friends, everybody's their enemy. And now it's the government's job, and it's our job to protect them. And now they're trying to make laws against us if we try to teach them to do the right thing and love on them in truth. They want to call it hate, and they want to call us bigots. They can call us whatever they want to call us. Right is wrong, or right is right, regardless if anybody agrees with it or not. Number eight, use fear and force. What does the BLM use? What does the mainstream media use? Fear and force. Illegally. I mean, I could go off, but I only got 1 minute left here. Number nine, strive to take from others what you deserve, or so you think you deserve. That's why they loot. That's why they go to the government and demand more, right? More of what's not theirs. Gosh, Americans. This government is a reflection of we the people. Let's correct the issues here. Number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful administration. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ again settled the issue over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He died to save sinners, and it is for us to respond accordingly, Acts 2:38. And I want to end with what Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said. He said, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will perish together as fools. Make distinction of what is lawful and unlawful, regardless of color. Make yourself subjugate yourself to that of God, and that will ostracize your enemies. And that's what we mean to do here. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.